Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, we are continuing our reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're in the first canto entitled Creation. We're in chapter 4, Appearance of Sri Narada. And today's text is a double verse, 28-29. We will recite 28 responsibly, and then I'll read the other verse by myself. Dhrita Pratena hi maya chandangsi guravo agnayaha manita nirvalikena grihitam chanushasanam dritta pratena hi maya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvalikena Grihitam Chana Shasanam Dhritavratena Himaya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvalikena Grihitang Chana Shasanam Dhritta Vratena Himaya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvalikena Grihitang Chana Shasanam. Please chant. Ritabhatena hi maya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvyalikena Dhitang. Are visiting Brahmacharya? Ritabhatena hi maya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvyalikena Rihitang Chanas. Are visiting Brahmacharis? Chat. Dhritta Vratena Himaya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvyalikena Grihitang Chana Shasanam Dhritta Vratena Himaya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvyalikena Grihitang Chana Shasanam. Vaishnavis. Dhritta Vratena Himaya Chandangsi Guravognayaha Manita Nirvalikena Hitam Chana Shasanam. Okay, I'll recite the second verse, 29. Bharata vyabadeshena hyamna yartascha pradarshitaha jishyateya tadharmadi stri shudradivir apyuta. So, synonyms. Dhritapratena, under a strict disciplinary vow. He certainly, maya, by me, chandangsi, the Vedic hymns, guravaha, the spiritual masters, agnayaha, the sacrificial fire, manitaha. Remember, when there's a long A, it's manitaha. Properly worship. Nirvalikena. Without pretense. Grihitam. Cha. Also accepted. Anushasanam. Traditional discipline. Bharata. The Mahabharata. Vyapadeshena. By compilation of. He certainly. Amnaya Artaha. Import of the cyclic succession. Cha. And. Pradarshitaha. Properly explained. Trishyate. By what is necessary. Yatra. Where. Dharma Adi. The path of religion. Sri Shudra Adi Bihi. Api. Even by women. Shudras. And so on. Uta. Spoken. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. I have, under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual masters, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of the cyclic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Shudras, and others, friends of the twice-born, can see the path of religion. Please repeat. I have under strict disciplinary vows, unpretentiously worship the Vedas, the spiritual masters, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of the cyclic succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, by which even women, Shudras, and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport for this verse. No one can understand the import of the Vedas without having undergone a strict disciplinary vow and the cyclic succession. The Vedas, spiritual masters, and sacrificial fire must be worshipped by the desiring candidate. All these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in the Mahabharata for the understanding of the women class, the laborer class, and the unqualified members of Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya families. In this age, the Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pachacheteshtarine Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Ksapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanati Kam Vandeyahang Shri Guru Shri Tapadakamalam Shri Guru and Vaishavangsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagada Raghunathan Vatam Tang Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vatangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pray Vancha Kalpaturbhya Shakripa Sindhu Vyavata Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishabhyo Namo Namaha
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, who's speaking here? Srila Vyasadeva, yes. So, we know that the sages have gathered at Naimisharanya. Real sages, not just looking like sages. Prabhupada said in India, there are a class of women who want to have children illicitly by some sage or like that so they can have a nice son. So they go to holy places looking to seduce a holy man. And there are a class of men, knowing this, who dress like holy men and go to the holy places so they can get what they want easily. So this is not those kind of sages. These are real sages, munis, thoughtful men, who have gathered in Naimisharanya. Not for their own aggrandizement. For their own salvation, they could sit in the Himalayas or wherever they're doing their bhajan. But they get together so they can benefit this population at large, people at large, human society. And other societies also, not just human beings. And Prabhupada said this is the hallmark of a human being. Animals, they're always up for their own aggrandizement. They want what's good for them, or what they think is good for them. And they don't care if they have to bite you to get it. But a human being is always concerned about the welfare of others. So these are real human beings, higher than average human beings. They're sages, munis, thoughtful persons, and they've come together because they know from the signs, just like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was in Hastinapur, and he saw all these inauspicious signs. The jackals are howling, and the wind is blowing terribly, and the eclipse is there, and what? Why? Why are all these negative signs? And then Arjuna shows up very morose. So he could understand right away. Krishna's left. Krishna's gone. So these sages, they knew that Krishna left the planet, and they asked, where have religious principles gone? How can people be saved now that Krishna's gone? And of course, the seed verse from this canto answers that question. Krishna sadamo pagate dharma jnana nibisaha kalo nashadishangesha puran arko denodita. This Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, they were studying on a daily basis, is as brilliant as a sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna for his own abode, accompanied by dharma, real religious principles, jnana, knowledge, real knowledge, adibi, and all other good qualities. They've all gone with Krishna. So, persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali can get light from this Purana. So, this is, in a nutshell, the mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to dissipate the darkness of ignorance that's obviously existing in society at large with the brilliant light of this Purana, and also the Bhagavad Gita and other books given to us in disciplic succession, which is being stressed here today, that one has to get knowledge in disciplic succession. You can't just figure it out on your own. You can't just go to the stores and buy books. No, you need to be guided at every step of the way, and that's what the disciplic succession is meant for. Always there's a current representative, or should be, of the four major sampradayas. So we're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, and there definitely are representatives extant, existing. Srila Prabhupada was coming down in a particular branch, and we are meant to follow him. We are meant to be Prabhupada Anugas, which means that we don't argue with Prabhupada. We don't reject anything that Prabhupada said. You can't be a real Prabhupada Anuga, follower of Prabhupada, and accept some things and reject other things. It's not like a Chinese menu here where you take one from column A and one from column B, and whatever you don't like, you minimize it. It doesn't work like that. Disciplic succession means accepting exactly what the predecessor Acharya has given and following the instruction. The potency is there in those instructions to deliver not only ourselves, but everyone. Everyone. Later on in the second canto, fourth chapter, we'll get the prayers of Shukadeva Goswami, who's the celebrated speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he mentions a verse there that many of you know, you've heard at least on several occasions, because Prabhupada cited that verse many times. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shamba yavana kasharaya yene chapapa yadapasha yashaya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. So it's being stated there that the devotees can deliver all of these sinful people, the kiratas, the huns, the Ambir Shumba Yavana. You've heard of, you know, meat eaters, molesters. Everybody can be delivered. Why? Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnava Namaha. The devotees, because they're sheltered under the lotus feet of Krishna, they can deliver anyone. So it's not that we have to figure out ourselves how to deliver the world. It's already been figured out. We just have to plug in to Prabhupada's program, whatever he's given us. So in this month, we stress one anga, one limb of what Prabhupada has given us, which is book distribution. It's always there. The stress is always there, especially here in New Dwarka. But especially in this month. Why this month? Because in December, people tend to be a little more outgoing and a little more generous than normal. So we take advantage of that. I remember I joined in 73 New York, and 75 spring we came here. And that very Christmas, I was dressed in a Santa Claus suit going around downtown L.A. and some worse areas than downtown L.A. trying to distribute back to God and collect money, because people are in a generous mood and they don't mind seeing a black Santa Claus. Although some people objected. What is this black Santa Claus? But most of them, you just say a ho, 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 Hare Krishna and show them the Back to God magazine and they would give something. And we heard recently on Sunday, Prabhupada mentioned that we should take their money. He said they should give their hard-earned money. He said, why? Because if we don't take it, they will, Prabhupada stated in that class on Sunday, they will engage it in some nasty activity, Prabhupada said. If you don't take their money, they'll spend it for some nasty activities. You don't have to stretch your imagination to understand. So we shouldn't be reluctant to take their money. That's part of the program. If they give even 1 cent of their hard-earned money for some Krishna conscious activities, they benefit unlimitedly. They benefit unlimitedly. It goes on. They cannot calculate. So we're giving them, on Prabhupada's orders, Prabhupada's books. I have to admit that I'm not a big fan of so-called bridge books, because we don't need a bridge to Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books are the empowered vehicles for delivering everyone. Like I said, Kirata, Hunandrapul, everybody. Doesn't matter where you're coming from, where you're at. You're just beginning yoga. You don't care about yoga. You're into hip-hop. Whatever you're into, you will be delivered by Prabhupada's books. It's not that we're so special. Most of us here, the majority of us here, came because of a book. I came because of Reservoir of Pleasure that I got from Devamrita Das Brahmachari. So anybody can be delivered by Prabhupada's books. Either a full-blown version like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or smaller versions, the pamphlets that are derived from Prabhupada's books or from lectures given by Prabhupada. These are empowered and potent vehicles for delivering everyone. We don't need addition, in my opinion anyway. I'm sorry. Not that nobody should write. I am not saying that. My very God brother, Devamrita Maharaj, has written some nice books. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't write. Nobody should write. Prabhupada pushed. He said, you should write. Don't be dull, he said once. Write something. So we should write. It helps us to organize and understand where we are, what level of realization we have. So writing is good. But for the most part, for mass distribution, Prabhupada's books, because it will deliver. So Bhagavad Gita, sometimes people say, well, that's so complicated. People don't understand. No. If you've actually read Bhagavad Gita, it's actually pretty straightforward. 15th verse of the second chapter. Yamina avyatyantyate purusha purusha. Sam dukha sukamdiram somrtatvaya kalpate. Anyone who can tolerate happiness and distress and remain equal in both becomes eligible for liberation. What's difficult to understand about that? And our job is to explain a little further if they can't get it. And the idea with these books, this knowledge coming down in the cyclic succession, is that yes, because we're enmeshed in ignorance, we're covered by the modes of nature, we need to keep hearing repeatedly. Once I was talking to some devotee who was a little despondent and thinking of leaving. So I said, maybe you should read Gita. Are you reading Gita regularly? I read Bhagavad Gita 10 times. So read it again. Obviously, you didn't get the full import. That's why you're thinking about leaving. Read it again and again and again. This is our recommendation. This is Prabhupada's recommendation. And it's because it's full of nectar. So the next verse after that, text number 16, I'm going to read it because it's a purport that anybody who hears this, how could they not? Everything we need for preaching is really in this one verse. Very simple, but very direct. So who knows what is the next verse? 216. Nasato bideve. Yeah, you know? Come on, the Brahmacharya, you're supposed to know this. Second chapter, at least, you're supposed to know by heart. nasa tawo bi dai bawo na bawo bi dis ubayo pedestone tas 20 os tatwa darshibi. Those of serious of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent the body, right, there's no endurance, and of the existent, the soul, there's no cessation. This they've concluded by studying the nature of both. So I'm going to read this, the purport to that. Very, very, very cogent and very direct. Who cannot understand it? If they don't get it, explain it a little further. Prabhupada says, there is no endurance of the changing body. That the body is changing every moment by the actions and reactions of the different cells is admitted by modern medical science, and thus growth and old age are taking place in the body. Is there anybody who can dispute that? Like Prabhupada used to say, it's not that only Hindus or Indians become old and die. Everybody's going through that process, so everybody can relate to that. But the spirit soul exists permanently, remaining the same despite all changes of the body and the mind. So that part, nobody's clear on, obviously. That's why they're chasing after the phantasmagoria of this material world. So this is what we are out there stressing. You're a spirit soul. You're not this body. You're a spirit soul. And you're going to survive the death experience. Isn't that good news? Like when I'm speaking in schools, I tell the students, just like you survive the sleep experience every day, you put this body down and you wake up in the same body. The death experience means you put this body down and you wake up in a different body. That's all. And we've been through it countless times, but because we don't remember, we're fearful. We're not afraid of going to sleep because we go through it every single day. After so many hours of putting the body down, alarm goes off, we wake up. Repeatedly, we're going through that. So there's no fear there for most of us. Some people are afraid of sleeping because they have nightmares. But for the most part, nobody's afraid of sleeping. So similarly, we should not be afraid of dying. Dying means you put this body down and you wake up in a different body. That's all. Well, because they don't know this. So that's what we're out here to give them. That is the difference between matter and spirit. By nature, the body is ever-changing and the soul is eternal. So again, everybody experiences the ever-changing nature of the body, but not really aware of the fact that they're the soul. This conclusion is established by all classes of seers of the truth, both impersonalist and personalist. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that Vishnu and his abodes all have self-illuminated spiritual existence. Jyotin si Vishnu, Bhuvanani Vishnuhu. The words existent and non-existent refer only to spirit and matter. That is the version of all seers of truth. Again, very, very direct, very, very simple to follow. No bridge. You don't need a bridge to get to this. This is very, very direct, very easy. This is the beginning of the instruction by the Lord to the living entities who are bewildered by the influence of ignorance. Removal of ignorance involves the reestablishment of the eternal relationship between the worshiper and the worshipable, and the consequent understanding of the difference between the part and parcel living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very, very simple concepts, but again, if they're confused, gives us an opportunity to preach. One can understand the nature of the Supreme by thorough study of oneself. The difference between oneself and the Supreme Being understood as the relationship between the part and the whole. So again, Prabhupada would say, study yourself. What are your tendencies? What do you like to do, not like to do? These desires, these tendencies are there because they're there in the Supreme, but they're imperfection in the Supreme. And they're unlimited. We like to love and be loved. Krishna has the same tendency, but it's perfect. Here in this material world, what passes for love is really just lust. Lust for money, lust for sex, lust for... it's just lust. And usually it's expressed in such a way that somebody loses. I proclaim to love you, and I engage in some lusty activities, and then my attention becomes diverted to somebody else, and, well, later for you. I'm sorry. I'm moving on. Right? So many songs are sung about that. I want to move on. And so what passes for love in this world generally creates a lot of pain for ourselves and others. But the tendency to love is not wrong. It exists in us because it's there in the Supreme. Krishna loves us, and we are meant to love Krishna. Krishna loves us without any reservation, in spite of all the horrible things we've done in this lifetime and countless other lifetimes. Krishna still loves us. And we are meant to love Krishna also without any reservation. So, In the Vedanta Sutras, as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme has been accepted as the origin of all emanations. Such emanations are experienced by superior and inferior natural sequences. So, everything that we see is emanating from God. This is the definition of God. Some people say you guys are worshiping a Hindu God or Indian God. No, there is only one God, one Supreme Being from whom everything emanates. All emanations are coming from. Everybody can understand it. Very simple. The living entities belong to the superior nature as it will be revealed in the seventh chapter. Although there is no difference between the energy and the energetic is accepted as the supreme and energy or nature is accepted as the subordinate. Again, very simple concept. The living entities, therefore, are always subordinate to the Supreme Lord, as in the case of the master and the servant, or the teacher and the taught. Such clear knowledge is impossible to understand under the spell of ignorance, and to drive away such ignorance, the Lord teaches the Bhagavad Gita for the enlightenment of all living entities for all time. So if you are out there distributing it, people wonder why you're distributing this book. This purport really summarizes everything. This book is meant for the enlightenment of everyone, for their benefit. And therefore we have this World Enlightenment Day tomorrow. Every day we are trying to enlighten everyone, but on this particular day we try to distribute as many books as possible. And being New Dwarka, we're hyper ambitious here, so we want to distribute 20,000 Gitas through this month. As many as possible tomorrow, but through the whole month we have a target of 20,000 Bhagavad Gitas. It's doable. It's doable. Some of us, everybody's different. Some devotees are distribute face-to-face. They like that bhava. They like that rasa. And being on the street and stopping individually one person at a time and giving them a book. Nowadays, we're doing it back in the early days. Book tables. Some of us prefer to sit at the book table and let the crowd come to us rather than chasing after them. I'm more of a book table person myself. I remember going out on marathons with Brigupati at the airport here, LAX, when it was open. And he's expert at chasing people down. I'm not so good. It would be, excuse me, do you have a minute? Very rarely could I get him to stop and take a book. So for me, book table is better. And then there are others who, because of their connections and their own mentality, they figure out how to go out and get a big man or a big woman to buy 10 cases, 100 cases. So that's also book distribution. We're not hackneyed here. Wherever you fit in, wherever your psychophysical nature allows you to distribute, then do that. If you're a stop them one at a time type person, then do that. If you're a book table type person, you can sit for 6-8 hours and distribute books from a table, do that. If you're a so plugged in type of person that you have all these connections, you can go to some big person and get them to buy 100 cases of Gitas, do that. But do something. What's not acceptable is to do nothing. Because we have been given this good fortune of this knowledge for free. Prabhupada didn't charge me. I'm sure he didn't charge any of you. We got it for free. Even if you have to pay a few dollars for the book, it's still for free. And by that contact of transcendental knowledge, we're delivered. So I'm going to end with just one nectar verse. Keep some nectar in the pocket. Rupa Goswami. We're all supposed to be Rupa Nugas. Prabhupada Nugas first. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Anugas, and going up the chain until we come to Rupa Goswami, where it's supposed to be Rupa Anugas. And interestingly, Rupa Goswami, even though he's celebrated for writing so many books of knowledge, transcendental books on Bhakti Yoga, still he took the time to compile a book of nectar verses that he was attracted to. It's called the Padyavali. So in this Padyavali, he's collected, it's an anthology, a collection of verses that he thought were wonderful. Many of them, the authors were known, but some of them, the authors are unknown, which is, again, kind of remarkable because we stress in our Sampradaya that whenever you present something, you should know where it came from. But here's Rupa Goswami, and he's collected these verses, and some of them, the authors were not known. So this one I'm going to read is one from an unknown author, but it's from the Padyavali, and it's worth meditating on. The verse goes, Vepanti duritani mohamahima samohamalambate satankam nakara janim kalayati shitra gupta kriti sananda maduparka sambrita vidaveda karochudayam udyamam vaktum namni tave sharbilasite prumakimanyat param. Translation. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires When someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraja's scribe, Chitragupta, becomes happy and gazes at the toenails of the chanter with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparkar to worship him. Oh Lord, what more can we say than this? So, this is wonderful meditation of Rupa Goswami that's given us this verse to meditate on. We're out there giving these books. Ultimately, we're giving them the Yuga Dharma, which is a chanting of Hare Krishna. And it states in this verse, if someone just desires to chant the holy name, this is what happens. This is what happens. These things happen. The glory of material illusion faints. Sins tremble in fear. Chitragupta, who's always writing down all the sinful activities and whatever few pious activities people do, he's always writing it down. He stops and he gazes at the toenails of the chanter. And Lord Brahma, who's the head of our Sampradaya, who's the first created being in the universe, he takes up Madhuparkar. The pujaris know what is Madhuparkar. You prepare it every day to use on the altar. And he worships this person just for desiring to chant Hare Krishna. Okay, we can stop here. Any questions, comments? All right. Grant, oh, we have our visiting Brahmachari. I don't know your name. What is your name? Kalkidas has a question or comment. The channel is not on. That very first channel, push the on button. Yeah, they keep it off because it feeds back. It gives them, if you leave it on all the time. First channel on the left.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Yeah, I just had a comment. You were speaking in the beginning of class about distributing Prabhupada's books and, you know, the potency of them. And sometimes it's argued that, you know, people won't understand Prabhupada's books or they're too heavy. I had the experience some years ago distributing one of Prabhupada's books, The Science of Self-Realization. And it was like at a music festival or something. But the kid started reading the book, and he opened up to a section where, you know, Prabhupada was being heavy, talking about you know, if you engage in activities like an animal, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then you more or less are an animal. So the kid read that, and you know, out loud in front of his whole group of friends. And he said, you know, all I do is like drink, have sex, and just like, so he's pretty much saying I'm an animal. And he stopped for a second. He said, I can actually see that that's true. And he took the book and bought it.
Yeah.
So it's like people that are sincere and, you know, they'll actually take it and they see that truth. And then that'll also, because guru is heavy, so that'll strike awareness in themselves and make them realize, you know, their actions and change that. So that's kind of my experience.
Yeah, so just as we're hearing in this section of the Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva, he's empowered to compile all the Vedic literatures, and he'd written everything up to and including Vedanta Sutra, but he was not feeling satisfied. And as he mentioned himself, he compiled this Mahabharata especially for these groups of people who are not so advanced. So Srila Prabhupada has taken all of that knowledge and distilled it further and presented it in such a way that even the most dense person can get something right away, like this person, like us. I don't know. I was a college student, just finished third year of engineering school, but at the same time, really just more into partying. And all. But as soon as I read Prabhupada's Reservoir of Pleasure, boom, light went on. Yes, this person knows what they're talking about. Now, not everybody's going to be so fortunate. And there's never going to be a magic formula in spreading spiritual knowledge where you write one pamphlet or one book that nobody rejects. Everybody reads and everybody faints and wants it and chases after you. No, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. So we take what we've been given, Prabhupada's empowered words, and we distribute that and let fall where it may. Some people will come right away. Some people will come after years. Some people will never come in this lifetime, it may seem. But Prabhupada, as Prabhupada said, if they read even one word, they'll be benefited. Or as Sura likes to say, if they touch the book or read even just one word, soon they'll be living in a temple eating subject with curd. So, Grantarachim and Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai.
Of course, erosion comes for Ram Krishna.